Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Oh, hey there, and happy Valentine's Day. Look at us celebrating together. I'm going to say it right off the rip. You know, I hope that your life is filled with all sorts of love, whether it's from another human or it's just, you know, what you do day in and day out. Maybe it's the hobbies that you have. Maybe it's the events that you enjoy going to. You know, I hope that it's just filled with nothing but love. Life is too short for it to be anything else. You know, maybe that's what has brought you right here today. A little love of voiceover, a little love of education. I'm trying my best to get you some good info to help expand your knowledge and just skill set. You know, it's important. You know, this is definitely a skill that a lot of people think is way easier than it actually is. You know, so again, I just hope that you're filled with love. And, you know, I don't think we have any big plans on my end for Valentine's Day this weekend. You know, we're kind of a low-key couple. I do like going out a lot. My fiance doesn't really, but I think we are in agreement of like big crowded areas. Not exactly our favorite these days. You know, I have done so many events at big concerts and stuff that I think, you know, I'll go to things that I want to, and I'll go to the few things that I have to now for work, but it's not like I seek it out as much as I used to. And then, you know, the pandemic really hurt, I think, a lot of that too, because I'm like, anytime somebody coughs, I'm like, oh, get away from me. You know, ew, go, gross. So yeah, you know, maybe not going out Valentine's weekend in the heart of all of the excitement where there's going to be a billion people out, but, you know, celebrating instead on a random low-key Wednesday night at a bar where we can go ahead and have a great drink and share an appetizer and, you know, nobody else is there. It's going to be a nice little celebration, just the two of us. But whatever you're doing, I hope that you enjoy it this weekend. And, you know, I've got a couple things that I want to tackle. One is a little bit more Valentine's Day related, but let's get to a student question first, and that is from Mags. She had recently posed this. We've kind of tackled this a little bit on the pod, but, you know, here's the thing. You know, every single job is different. So, you know, my advice kind of is a little bit wide span just because I don't know exactly what you're going to walk into. But, you know, her question is, oh, God, I mean, will I have time to look over this script? I mean, will I be able to go ahead and mark it up with some direction that I want myself to follow so I can, you know, give the best read that I can for them? First and foremost, please do not put the pressure on yourself that you have to be like utterly fantastic in read number one. OK, because nobody is. And not even the people that have been doing this the absolute longest, who have been at the top tier of the field, like they will probably stumble on a word and that's okay. We're all human, you know, but it's good to be able to get it out and then work on it from there. And that's what is going to happen, you know. So even if you get into that studio that day and that's when you're handed the script, you want to take a few things into consideration. One, chances are you audition for it, right? So you kind of already are walking in knowing who you're talking to and what the tone of this piece is and, you know, where, like, the direction of everything and where it's going. Two, they hired you. So, like, that's a good thing. They already like you. You know, they're not expecting you to just be absolutely perfect. Again, that's not a thing. You know, so just go in, allow yourself that minute or two that you might get with the script right off the bat, and then just go and do your best. You know, don't put yourself with some giant boulder on your shoulders of pressure. You know, go and let yourself enjoy the process and have some fun so you can be your best. Go in and be confident, you know, because remember, after that first take, guess what's going to happen? Teamwork. You know, you're going to be able to have some thoughts and some direction thrown your way. You can mark up the script based on that. And now you can really bring some stuff to life, you know, and working together to get that piece to where it needs to be. It doesn't have to be super challenging, but we are our own worst enemy. We can make it challenging. Always remind yourself of that. Take a nice deep breath. You got this, I promise. All right. And, you know, you'll probably be ready for this kind of stuff a lot sooner than you think. You know, it's like the whole thing leading up to getting work is just making sure that you are building your skill and growing with it. This always seems like it's going to be so much easier than it actually is. So give yourself the credit where credit is due and just put in the hard work, and it's all going to pay off in the end. All right. So don't panic. But, you know, here it is. It is Valentine's Day. And this is where a little bit of panic might come in. you know, when I'm looking at this, you know, we go into this field and we look at it and, oh my God, there's so much work, right? Like, there's so many nooks and crannies of the voiceover world that we can be playing around in that, you know, maybe we start diving into the stuff that we're familiar with first. And a lot of people listen to audiobooks, right? We love a good story. We love some suspense. We love a little romance. And the thing is sometimes we forget what's involved in these stories. And the big question is, can you do it? Do you have it in you? Or are you like me and you know that there's an inner 11, 12-year-old that'll never grow up? And you're going to get to a scene in a book and you're just not going to be able to, you know, get your way through it because inside you're just like, oh, my God, I can't even believe I just said it. You know, and that's what happens is that we forget. We're just putting on Colleen Hoover and we're listening and we're enjoying every single damn second, right? And then a little sexy scene comes up and we think nothing of it. We're just like listening and it's like, oh, okay, all right. But could you do that? Could you read the erotica part of a romance novel? I'll tell you right now, I thought I could at one point, right? So I was, you know, having some free time. I'm going through ACX or whatever, and I'm looking at different audition possibilities. I pull one up, I go to read it, and I'm like starting it, getting like a sentence in. I immediately hit the space bar to stop it, and I was like, all right, now I see why this was the audition piece, because I can't get through the first sentence without wanting to go back. Again, I'm like a 12-year-old inside, and I can't help it. That's why I should probably just be doing and sticking to, like, you know, the thriller of it all and just hope that nothing like that pops up. But what do? You get the job, and you don't know that's in there because that wasn't the audition piece, and you hadn't read the book, and you just didn't know, and you didn't think anything of it. And maybe it's your first gig, or maybe it's the second. Because you're new and you didn't even think about it. And all of a sudden, there it is. Clarence is over there disrobing his woman. And things are throbbing. You know what I mean, right? Like, in this case, you're going to have to try to push through. And you're going to have to do what you're going to have to do to get the job done. And I realize right now everything I'm saying because my brain is in a different spot. It's still funny. but I'm just saying, like, you know, this is just one of those things that you want to give a good thought to the work that you want to do. And then you have to ask yourself, if the time comes and it's XYZ, do I think I can handle it? For me, it's not romance and it's not medical. But you know what? It's better that I know that about myself than not. And if somebody wants me to try it, sure, I'll give it a whirl. Probably less on the romance, more on the medical. But still, like, I will try. Because the thing is I can read anything. I just don't know if I won't be laughing through some of the stuff, you know? So I just want you to keep that in mind here this lovely Valentine's Day. And I'm probably going to be laughing for a while once I stop recording. So just know that's what's happening. And hopefully this lovely sense of humor of mine has made your Friday that much brighter or whenever the heck you're listening to this. Listen, I hope that you have a fantastic Valentine's celebration. If you've got any questions or if you want to laugh along with me via email, marissa@voicecoaches.com. Again, marissa@voicecoaches.com. Another brand new episode is coming at you next week. Stay safe, everybody.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.